Hundreds of residents from the city of Oswego packed the gym at Oswego Middle School last night to voice their concerns about the city's proposed budget. The $34 million budget originally included a property tax increase of more than 80%, but the Common Council cut $2 million from the budget earlier this week, dropping that possible tax increase down to about 43%. The biggest cuts to the budget came at the expense of the DPW department, which could lose 15 of its 78 positions. Jody Del Broco is with the union that represents the DPW in Oswego. He says the city cannot keep cutting from one section.
But 112 people that I do represent have made their sacrifices, and you're asking us to do it again. You are going to cripple the Department of Public Works to the point that it can no longer function. We are not going to be able to plow the snow with 15 less people in those trucks. That is half of the people that are assigned to do that work. It is not going to get done.
The city codes enforcement department would also be eliminated on January 1st. Pat Kelly has been a housing inspector in Oswego for the last 25 years. She says the move will hurt the city's quality of life.
We're talking about quality of life for the city of Oswego.
Yeah, we are.
And yeah, they're doing away with code enforcement. I've got court cases pending. I've got paperwork all over my desk. And I was told at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon that my job's been discontinued. I know what I'm doing.
The Common Council did propose starting a discussion to reduce its own ranks from 7 common councilors down to 4 with an at-large position. That comment drew cheers from the crowd. Another public hearing will be held on Monday with a vote on the budget possibly happening after that meeting.